Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite you to a special event of beauty and the love of Jesus Christ. Sunday, April 21st, inside at Fiorella's in Overland Park, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., a rosary and Eucharistic adoration with live orchestral music composed by a brilliant young Catholic composer. Sound a little highbrow? But it will be 2 hours of true beauty to give your soul what it really hungers for. And this will be a fantastic event for the whole family. So bring your kids and grandkids. For more information, go to schooloffaith.com. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, we've just begun a 33-day preparation to consecrate ourselves to Mary on May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, because God revealed there at Fatima that His plan to save the world at this moment in history is by consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Now, it doesn't matter what day you jump into this journey to consecration, because we're all going to the same place. The heart of Mary. Now, the Catholic Church calls Mary Mother Mary for a reason that's similar to the reason that we call the first person of the Trinity our Father. It's because Jesus has joined the human family and by the incarnation and redemption has made it possible for us to join His family. When we unite ourselves to Christ, His Father becomes our Father, and His Mother becomes our Mother. Mary's motherhood toward us is shown in John chapter 19, when Jesus gives Mary to the beloved disciple to be His Mother. So too are we all called to be beloved disciples and recognize Jesus' Mother as our own. It's also expressed in Revelation chapter 12, which tells us of a woman clothed with the sun, with a crown of stars and the moon under her feet. And this woman gives birth to a male child destined to rule all the nations. So obviously the woman is the mother of Jesus, who is Mary. But later in the same chapter, it says that this woman has other children, namely all those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. And that's us. So it's abundantly clear that we're supposed to relate to Mary as our mother. But what does that mean in practice? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Jesus gave Mary to the beloved disciple to be his mother, it meant that the relationship Mary had to Jesus was now to extend to the rest of the Christian family. In other words, we are supposed to relate to Our Lady the way Jesus related to Our Lady. Because the Christian life is supposed to be an imitation of Christ. And the Lord has made it clear that we are to imitate Him also in His relationship toward His mother. So, how did Jesus relate to His mother, and how can we imitate that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We can summarize three aspects of Jesus' relationship to Mary. And when we understand these, we'll have a better understanding of how we should relate to Mary as our mother. The first is dependence. Jesus and Mary's relationship began when he became her unborn child. An embryo's relationship to its mother is one of utter dependence. The unborn child is wholly within its mother and depends on her for everything. And that's how Jesus depended on Mary. The second way is being formed. An unborn child is formed by its mother physically, and then the infant and small child is formed by its mother in every other way. Children develop the human capacity for love, for sympathy, for humor, for verbal communication, primarily through engagement with their mother. And this is how Jesus was formed by Mary. The third way is obedience. Luke says that Jesus was obedient to his parents, and Luke doesn't set any limit to that obedience. In fact, we know from John's description of the wedding at Cana that Jesus' obedience to Mary continued into adulthood. So Jesus was obedient to Mary. This is how Jesus related to Mary, and this is how we should relate to her as well. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If we would imitate Jesus, and if we would follow his instructions to let Mary be a mother to us as she was a mother to him, then we should relate to Mary in these three ways. We should place ourselves in total dependence on her through consecration, and we should allow her to form us into images of her son Jesus by living in her presence, and we should obey her in everything. This is essentially what we mean by consecration to Mary, and it means giving ourselves to Mary the way Jesus did, so that Mary can form us the way that she formed him. The idea of consecration to Mary, well, it's been around since the beginning of the church, like right from the foot of the cross. But we have great testimony to consecration in the early church from saints like St. John Damascene, one of the greatest early fathers of the church. He offered up this prayer to Our Lady when he said, "We are present before you, O Lady. Lady, I say again, binding our souls to our hope in you, as to a most secure and firm anchor. To you we consecrate our minds, our souls, our bodies, in a word, our very selves." So, this is nothing other than an imitation of Christ, an acceptance of Mary's motherhood, and a desire to become as much like Christ as possible. God and Mary made Jesus Christ. God and Mary can make us like Jesus Christ. We give ourselves utterly to God when we become Christians, because God is the Father of Jesus. We should give ourselves utterly to Mary when we become Christians, because Mary is the mother of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Consecration is the most consistent and most thorough way to obey Christ's words, "Behold your mother." That's why St. John Paul II took the phrase, "Totus tuus," as the official motto of his papal career. "Totus tuus" is just the Latin for "entirely yours," which is the short formula for St. Louis de Montfort's consecration. "I am all yours, and all that is mine is yours, dear Jesus, through the hands of Mary." In fact, St. John Paul II called consecration to Mary a perfect devotion, and said that it was indispensable to anyone who means to give himself without reserve to Christ and to the work of redemption. Jesus gave himself to Mary and went on to save the world. John Paul gave himself to Mary and became the most celebrated saint in the 20th century. Maximilian Kolbe gave himself to Mary and became perhaps the most iconically heroic saint of the 20th century. Countless saints have given themselves to Mary and have changed the world, all in imitation of Christ. So, give yourselves to Mary, and let's see what happens. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruined souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you thinking about?
Whoa, wait a minute. I always ask you the question.
You weren't quick enough.
I was thinking about something that we don't focus on enough. Let's look at what Jesus did. He gave himself, entrusted himself, consecrated himself entirely to Mary to be a helpless embryo in her womb.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first choice he made to save the world.
I think it's good that you point out that that was a choice.
Yeah, because he's...
Most of us really don't have a choice in that whole matter, but that's a... This comes back to our recent meditation. Every step of that was true consecration. Every step of that was a choice he made to be entrusted to her.
Yeah, Jesus didn't all of a sudden wake up in the womb and say, holy crap, how did I get here?
Yeah, because he's obedient to the Father. But like we see throughout his entire crucifixion, it's he's obedient, but he chooses it.
Yeah. God, the eternal Son, made the choice to become an embryo in the womb of Mary. And as the second person of the Trinity, he was aware of what was going on at every second when he was in her womb.
Yeah.
And then imagine him utterly dependent upon her, 6 months old, 2 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old. But then think about this. He lived in her house in a personal relationship with her for 30 years. And then 2.5 years of public ministry. What do you think he was trying to teach us by living this personal relationship with Mary for 10 times longer than his public ministry?
Maybe it is okay if you have to move back in with your parents.
You think that's what he was teaching you?
No, but...
I think so.
You just want that. It's...
But how in the world can a person say, you know, this whole idea about consecration of Mary is crazy, when you have Jesus who lives it perfectly?
I think it comes back to that discussion we had on some answers are almost too simple for us to follow.
The instructions are too simple. But it's so humble because of that. And that's very important, the power in humble actions, that we can't do it all and we need her.
Yeah. Well, I think if people ask me, how do you explain Mary's role to somebody in consecration to Mary? I just think it's two things. At the cross, Jesus said, Behold, this is your mother. Mm-hmm. Behold your mother. Hey, everybody. Hey, all Christians, this is your mother. And then look at my example.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be any more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was reflecting on.
I'm going to have to chew on that for a while. Yeah. Just eat each piece of that.
Good.
It's very simple. Thank you.
Well, I'm a simple-minded person. A simpleton.
That's a kind way to put it.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.